Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Risk by Deborah Bladen. Narrated by Amelie Griffin and Rudy Sanda. Chapter 1. Ellie. Ginger, you need to get your ass out of my boyfriend's lap.
Ginger? Seriously?
What she lacks in originality, she makes up for in appearance. Statuesque, with long dark hair and a crimson dress that looks like it came straight off a Paris runway. She's just as striking close up as she was when I first spotted her across the restaurant. The difference now is that I know her ugly little secret. My name isn't Ginger. I extend my hand toward her. It's Ellie. Ellie Madden. I don't give a shit what your name is. She dismisses my words with a nod of her chin, her hands tightening their grip on her silver crystal clutch purse. Why are you still here? The excitement is over. I consider arguing that point with her. Since I lost my balance and fell into her boyfriend's lap, his excitement has grown. It's grown impressively. I'm not the jealous type, but it's hard not to be envious of the fact that this is her lover. I'm getting a thrill just from feeling his erection rubbing against my ass through the tailored gray slacks he's wearing. I don't even know what the man looks like. My eyes haven't left her since she exited the ladies' room to set her meticulously orchestrated plan in motion. Once I saw all I needed to, I was on my feet so I could call her out on her bullshit. I kept her in my sight as I weaved around tables and dozens of people all captivated by the award-winning food they came here for. She managed a distraction when she bumped into a male server who was carrying a tray filled with appetizers. Silverware and small plates with delicious creations crashed to the floor around her feet. She feigned shock, and I ended up in the direct path of four staff members racing to the rescue. That's when I felt two strong hands grab hold of my waist to catch my fall when I stumbled. I work here. I look past her to where my best friend Adley is sitting. She's ignoring the salad in front of her. Instead, she's focused intently on the phone in her hands. Today is my day off, but I work at this resort.
Who cares?
The brunette shrugs her shoulders.
So your name is Ellie Maddox and you work at Echo Resort and Casinos. Are you going to tell me your astrological sign next?
It's Madden, and I'm a Leo. I hear a low chuckle behind me as her boyfriend adjusts my weight so I'm leaning back into him. This man is hard as a rock everywhere. I'm not about to complain. There's no skin-on-skin contact, and this is a hell of a lot better than listening to Adley talking about the man she recently broke up with back home in New York.
If you want to be useful, help them clean up the mess they made.
She points her fingers at the servers who are still on their hands and knees retrieving forks, knives, and wasted food, all while avoiding the shards of glass that litter the floor.
I came here to have a quiet dinner with my man, and now I've lost my appetite. I want to leave.
You can't go, I protest. Did you order the duck? If you did, you have to try at least one bite. I'm not a foodie, but I think it's the best dish on the menu. She lowers herself into the chair across from me, her brown eyes narrowing beneath the false lashes that frame them.
You're getting off on this, aren't you?
You know girls like you can never get a man like him, so you're taking some perverse pleasure in having his hands on your hips.
Girls like me?
I turn slightly so I can lean forward to rest my forearms on the small square table.
Explain what that means. You're nothing special.
She pauses for a few seconds, her gaze smoothly moving from my face to the front of my black dress before she levels her eyes on mine.
You're a redhead with freckles and average-sized tits.
I arch my back, sliding my ass along her boyfriend's lap. You're a pretty brunette with long legs and a stolen wallet in your purse. She glances over my shoulder as she bursts out in laughter.
That's absurd. Look at me. These earrings are each a full carat. I spent more on this dress than most people make in a month. Why would I steal anything?
I feel her boyfriend's thighs tighten beneath me as I look at her. I can't answer that.
You're the only one who knows why you took it.
I didn't take anything. She seethes before she shifts her attention to her boyfriend. Why aren't you stopping this? Tell her she's wrong, Nolan. I want you to take me out of here now.
Open your purse, Shelby. His voice is deep and smooth. There's a rasp beneath the subdued anger of his tone. It's so disarming that I turn, without thinking, to finally look at the face of the man whose lap I'm sitting in. Blue eyes, a shade darker than my own, stare back at me. He studies my face as I study his, the physical closeness only adding to the intensity of our exchange. He's undeniably gorgeous. His nose as strong as his clean-shaven jaw is rugged. His hair, a rich chocolate brown, is styled to perfection. I shiver when his eyes move to my mouth and his lips curve into a small smile.
I've never been so offended by anyone, Shelby snaps, jerking his gaze back to her. We're leaving, Nolan. I can't believe you're letting her accuse me of these things.
I stand and adjust the front of my dress. Nolan's touch lingers, his fingers finally drifting away from my hips when I step to the side to face Shelby. On your way to the bathroom, you stopped to talk to the older couple seated 3 tables to your left. You picked them because the man's wallet was sitting on the table.
I spoke to them because they remind me of my grandparents.
Her hand drifts back to her neck, her long index finger moving in a slow circle on her skin.
You're making a fool of yourself.
I ignore her blatant attempt to deflect. As you approached them, you dropped your bracelet on the floor and kicked it under their table. It was a subtle move. You've obviously done this before. She glances at her bare wrist before she looks at Nolan.
The bracelet my aunt gave me. Someone took it. I had it on when I met you here.
Save it, Shelby. I roll my eyes.
Shut the hell up,
she scolds me.
I love that bracelet. If you saw it on the floor, I need to go pick it up.
She starts to slide her chair back from the table, but I place my hand on her shoulder. You probably buy those bracelets in bulk. You dropped it there so on your way back from the bathroom you could pretend to spot it on the floor. You asked the woman if it was her bracelet, knowing that both she and her husband would look down. That's when you slipped his wallet into your open purse. You counted on the fact that they'd be busy trying to find the bracelet's rightful owner so they wouldn't notice immediately that the wallet was missing. By the time they did, you'd be out the door.
You're insane.
She tries to rise against my touch, but I don't relent.
You're harassing me. I have a headache. I want to go.
I drop my hand to my side. I gave my phone to my friend and told her to call my supervisor. Resort security will be here any second. You'll need to stay to speak with them about the wallet.
I don't need to do anything.
She shakily gets to her feet.
You're wrong about what you think you saw. The only wallet inside my purse is my own.
Prove it. Nolan empties the tumbler in front of him with a single swallow before he stands. His tall frame is imposing. The stern expression on his face only adds to how intimidating he is. He leisurely buttons his gray suit jacket, his eyes capturing mine for a brief second before he looks at her.
You're not funny, Nolan.
She chuckles nervously, her hands cradling the clutch to her chest.
You can't seriously think I would do this. You have to be joking.
Do I look like I'm fucking joking? I wait for Shelby to answer, but the only sound she makes is a faint wheezing noise. I've seen this happen to other people caught with their hand where it shouldn't be. She's on the verge of a panic attack. You don't look like you're fucking joking, I say, peering up at him. I see the corner of his mouth dart up quickly before his lips firm into a straight line. Open your purse now, Shelby. If you have nothing to hide, there's no harm in it.
I have personal things in here,
she whines. Such as? He asks with an arch of his brow.
I was hoping you'd invite me back to your suite.
She exhales slowly.
I have condoms, Nolan. I bought condoms for later. I have them in my purse.
You wasted your money, he says flatly.
What? She snaps back. What are you talking about?
We went on 2 dates last month, Shelby. He crosses his arms. They were fine. You were fun.
They were the 2 best dates I've ever had, she confesses quietly. We have something special.
It's impossible not to feel as though I'm eavesdropping, yet I don't move a muscle.
I stand in place, riveted to the conversation happening in front of me.
You repeatedly called me your boyfriend just now.
He sighs, shaking his head.
I'm many things, but your boyfriend isn't one of them.
You are my boyfriend, she insists with a lift of her chin. This is our 3rd date. You made love to me 2. Technically, that makes you my boyfriend. Any woman would tell me I'm right about that.
No. Any woman would tell her that she's lucky. Not right, but damn lucky.
He glares at her.
We had lunch, and then we fucked. 2 weeks later, we had dinner, and then we fucked again. Technically, that doesn't make me anything to you.
It makes you my boyfriend, she argues. You asked me to join you here in Vegas. Why would you do that if you weren't my boyfriend?
He adjusts the knot of his navy blue tie. You're here for a modeling job. I'm here for business. You're the one who suggested we meet here at Meadow Grill for dinner.
Yes, she nods eagerly. That's what couples do when they're in the same place, Nolan. They have dinner, and then they spend the night together.
We are not a couple, he growls.
She dismisses his words with a wave of her hand in the air. Yes, we are. This is just an argument. We'll kiss and make up later.
I'm tempted to step in and explain to her that she's delusional. I've heard enough to know that she's fallen in love with him, or maybe just his cock.
I can relate. I'm infatuated with it after the brief time I spent perched on it.
I can't blame her for wanting to hold on to him.
On the surface, he appears practically perfect. The only thing I can see wrong with him is his taste in women.
We're way past an argument.
His jaw clenches.
You're about to be arrested.
Arrested? Her eyes pop open as realization washes over her. You're not going to defend me? You know I wouldn't steal a thing, Nolan.
You told me your ex was lying when he went on record saying you stole all that shit from him.
He scowls. His long fingers circle the silver cufflink attached to the arm of his blue dress shirt.
What was it? Cufflinks? A bracelet? A fucking video game?
There was more. The list was long. Philip is a liar. Her voice cracks as she straightens her stance. He went on that stupid talk show to boost his career. He hasn't had a hit movie in more than 2 years. He used our divorce to put his name back in the spotlight.
You took it all.
He rakes both hands through his hair.
I watched the interview. You said he was acting. He was fucking serious. You slipped all those things into your greedy palm too, didn't you? You're a goddamn thief.
I'm not. She inches back on her heels. You're making accusations you can't prove, Nolan. You can't talk to me this way. You'll regret it.
I have few regrets in life, Shelby. I assure you that walking away from you and never looking back will not be one of them.
He turns toward me, leaning down until I can feel his breath on my cheek. His blue eyes are fierce, guarded and tamed by something impossible to place.
I'm Nolan Black, Ellie Madden. It's been a pleasure meeting you.
Before I can say anything, he pivots on his heel, brushes past a stunned Shelby, and walks out of the restaurant just as security arrives. Chapter 2. Ellie. We can skip the magic show, Ellie. Adley scans the floor of the casino. You put on a kick-ass show of your own back there in Meadow. I watch as she tightens the elastic that is securing her high ponytail in place. I've always admired Adley York's effortless beauty. Not one blonde hair on her head is out of place.
Her makeup has held up through early evening drinks, our drawn-out dinner at Meadow, and a quick stop to play the slots. Lady Luck may not be shining her bright light on us tonight, but spending time with my best friend feels like the winning jackpot to me. You told me you've always wanted to see that magician. That's why I bought tickets. I wave to Jersey, a gray-haired man who arrives like clockwork at the same time each night to play a 20 on his favorite penny slot machine. I've been assigned the late shift virtually every day I've worked here. I tell myself it's because they want the brightest and best on the floor during the casino's prime hours. The truth is that the senior security guards pull rank and take the early shift so they can be home when the clock strikes midnight.
I know I did.
She concedes with a nod of her head.
I get that you spent your hard-earned money on those tickets. But we haven't celebrated our birthdays yet. You haven't forgotten that we weren't together on my birthday last month, have you?
It was my 24th. I only get one of those.
We weren't together on my 24th birthday last week either, I point out with a wink.
I thought the whole purpose of this trip was so that we could have dinner at Meadow to celebrate my big day.
Our big days, she corrects.
I'm only here until tomorrow, Bean. We've spent most of my visit playing catch-up. Tonight, we need to party.
Don't call me Bean.
I push the cash-out button on the slot machine I've been playing. I've been asking you to drop that nickname since we were in middle school.
You're my Jelly Bean Ellie Bean, she sing-songs.
I'm never dropping it.
I know she won't.
I'm secretly grateful, even though I'll never admit it to her. So you want to ditch the magic show and go party instead?
Where is this party taking place?
You, my very best friend in the entire world, are getting us into Shade Nightclub.
I hold up the printed slip from the slot machine and wave it in her face.
With the way my luck is going tonight, we won't get anywhere near the inside of Shade. Her eyes zero in on the paper.
27 cents? That blows.
I lost $10 in the blink of an eye, I say on a heavy exhale. I worked hard for that money, and now, poof, it's gone.
She takes the slip of paper from my hand. Your boss should give you a bonus for catching that woman who stole the wallet in Meadow.
It's part of my job. I look over at where Jersey is sitting. His left brow is raised. That's a sure sign he's on a winning streak.
I don't get bonuses for nabbing petty thieves.
Adley frowns.
That's a crime in itself.
The poor man would have spent the rest of his vacation trying to replace his credit cards and crying over the lost money in his wallet. You saved him from that headache. You should at least get your picture on a plaque on the wall for the employee of the month.
I smile.
When two of the senior security staff arrived at Meadow, I briefed them on what I'd witnessed. They approached Shelby and the owner of the wallet. She was taken to the central security office on the third floor once she realized that she couldn't talk her way out of the fact that the man's wallet was in her purse, along with a credit card belonging to another female hotel guest. I graciously accepted the praise my supervisor gave me, along with a hug from the couple who Shelby had duped. Once I'd filled out my incident report, I was free to go. The wallet is back where it belongs, and Shelby is at a local police precinct waiting to be booked.
It's my job, Ad.
I pluck the printed slip from the slot machine out of her hand. I'm going to give this and the tickets to the magic show to my friend Jersey.
You're talking about Wally Hampton, aren't you?
She wiggles a thumb in Jersey's direction.
Wally Hampton?
I pause and look at Jersey. He's still winning. The toothy grin on his face is a dead giveaway.
That's Jersey.
Does he look like someone you know?
He looks like Wally Hampton because he is Wally Hampton. He just so happens to be the greatest quarterback ever to play the game.
She shakes her head. You're going to give him your measly 27-cent voucher and two tickets to a magic show? The man is worth a fortune, Ellie.
That can't be right.
I whisper, even though Jersey is out of earshot.
He's never mentioned football to me.
He's a big baseball fan. He's always wearing that Yankees ball cap.
He's retired.
She shoots me a look.
Do you know how much his autograph goes for? If you ask him to sign one of his jerseys, You could sell it online and spend your days living the high life in Vegas instead of busting your ass catching purse snatchers and chasing minors out of the casino. I happen to like my job. I open my purse and pull out the folded piece of paper I printed our tickets on. I'm giving him these so he can take his wife to the show. He's a huge deal, Ellie. If he wanted to see that magician, he'd just have to show up at the door and they'd seat him in the front row. To do that, he'd have to be Wally Hampton, I say quietly. Tonight, he can sit in the 10th row and just be Jersey, a man on a date with the woman he loves. I thought you'd be able to leapfrog the line since this club is technically inside the resort you work at. Adley scrunches her nose. There are at least 100 people in front of us. My gaze wanders down the line of people, all waiting to get in shade. The club opened 2 months ago in the new wing of the resort, along with several high-end boutiques, including Belise Designer Handbags, Whispers of Grace Jewelry, and the soon-to-be-opened new location for Matisse Cosmetics. Celebrities and their entourages have been descending on the property in droves. The only impact it's had on my job as a casino security guard is that I have to hover if I'm assigned to the task of watching over someone recognizable when they have the urge to gamble. When a gorgeous actor and his pop star girlfriend indulged in a night of poker last week, I spent my entire shift on a comfortable chair inside Ollie's room, the high-stakes playground. I lucked out that night, but the actor didn't. He lost more money than I'll make in 2 years. It didn't seem to faze him. He was all smiles when he walked out of the room with his arm around the woman who has the number one song in the country right now. I might know the guy working the door tonight. I half shrug. If I do, it'll be an easy in. I'll do whatever it takes to get us inside. Adley traces her fingertip along her bottom lip. If you know what I mean. I rub at my forehead. You didn't just tell me that you're willing to blow some random to get inside shade, did you? She nods. It's the hottest club in Vegas. I want in. You told me you hated going down on Leo. I grin at her. Weren't you the one who said blowjobs are overrated? She chews on her lip. Leo's penis was not appetizing. It scared me. You were together for 2 years, Ad. You were getting it on with his scary dick that entire time. We did it in the dark. She glances at two women who join the line behind us. I saw it on our second date, and after that, we only did it with the lights off. I didn't need to know that. I tuck a lock of my hair behind my ear. I'm going to see if I can get us in. Promise me you'll stay in line. She stomps both her heels on the black marble tile. I'll hold our spot, but I'm counting on you to pull some strings. If you fail, I'll have no choice but to resort to Plan B. Plan B? A blow for the bouncer. She says it with a straight face. The only indication that she's joking is the faint lift of her right eyebrow. Keep your lips together, Ad. I tap her chin. I'll be right back. Roger that, Bean. She offers me a mock salute. I turn toward the club. All that stands between my best friend and I having an unforgettable last night together in Vegas is the long line of people in front of us all wanting the same thing we do. The temptation of the buzz from a stiff drink and the allure of getting lost in the rhythmic beat of the music are irresistible. I have a feeling that this will be a night to remember.
Chapter 3. Nolan. Ellie Madden. I say it without the slightest hint of a variance in my tone. That in itself is a fucking miracle. Before I'd said it aloud, I'd whispered her name to myself. Not once, but twice since I left the restaurant an hour ago and went straight to my suite to pour myself a stiff drink. The name is unfamiliar. The exquisite redhead claiming it as her own isn't. It's my understanding that she works at the resort. The woman behind the counter laughs. It's not lighthearted and filled with the promise of an entertaining story about Ellie. It's sinister, bordering on that edge of evil most of us have skated on at some point. I'm there now, teetering on the brink of something I instinctively know isn't good for me. There are strict guidelines in place regarding the privacy of our employees, Mr. Black. You don't expect me to break any rules for you, do you? I know she'll cave. The way she's twisting the plain gold band on her ring finger tells me she sees something in me her husband doesn't own. Maybe it's virility or charm. For all I know, it's a full head of hair. Whatever it is, this woman wants me to pay to get her to play my game. I want details about the woman who fell into my lap, so I'll up the stakes. You remind me of my first girlfriend, I lie. The woman I'm negotiating with is at least 15 years older than me. My first girlfriend was born 3 days before I was, which means she's due to celebrate her 29th birthday a mere 6 months from now. Have you ever lived in Manhattan?
Manhattan?
Her face lights up like Times Square on New Year's Eve.
I've lived in Nevada all my life. I've always thought about taking a trip to New York.
Stop thinking and do it, I cajole. You haven't lived until you've seen the city. A woman like you will fit right in there. I have no idea where this bullshit I'm saying is coming from. All I know is that her beaming smile just got brighter. I'm gaining ground, and I'm not about to lose traction now.
Would you show me around, Mr. Black?
She licks her red lipstick-stained lips. She's wearing that cheap all-day lip tint that never wears off. She would have gotten better results with a red permanent marker and a magnifying mirror. Coloring within the lines isn't her strong suit. Apparently, being coy isn't either. Show you around, I volley back. As in, take you to see the tourist hotspots?
That's not what I meant.
She pauses to bite the corner of her lip, imprinting an uneven red line on her two front teeth.
As in, show me around your place.
You don't beat around the bush, do you? I ask, with an entirely straight face. Encouraging this woman to visit me in New York will only complicate this exchange. All I'm searching for is something trivial that will lead me to Ellie Madden. I want to know when her next shift is. I'll settle for the name of her boss. I view this awkward conversation as a shortcut to my end goal. I need details about the woman I've never forgotten, even if she acted like she doesn't remember me.
We're both adults.
She adjusts the name tag pinned to the lapel of her resort-issued black blazer.
There's no need to waste time. I'm not big on foreplay. I'd rather get to the meat of the matter.
There's no fucking way I'm acknowledging any of that. I scan her name tag, realizing her name doesn't suit her at all. Lacey? I can call you that, right?
Oh, yes.
She squirms on the stool she's perched on.
Your voice is so deep. I've never heard my name said that way before.
I resist the overwhelming urge to roll my eyes. I was supposed to meet a friend at Shade 10 minutes ago. If you tell me where in the resort Ms. Madden works, I'll be on my way.
I can do one better than that, Mr. Black.
She stands and quickly rounds the counter.
My shift just ended. You can buy me a drink at Shade, and I'll tell you everything you want to know about Ellie.
Her offer was too enticing to resist. I waited while she reapplied her lipstick, again missing the natural contours of her mouth. In addition, she went for a layer of eyeshadow. The color isn't on any palette I've ever seen. This woman is a living, heavily breathing example of the before picture in a cosmetics ad.
Well, damn.
Lacey stops in place when we near the entrance to Shade.
Look at that line to get in. We may have to go to my place for a drink.
I never say never to a threesome, unless the second is this woman and the third her husband. I'd bring up the fact that she's still sporting a wedding ring, but I'm not crossing any lines with her. Visiting Lacey's place is penciled in on my never-going-to-fucking-happen calendar. I'm on the VIP list, I say in a low voice.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?